Sugya of Heftek Teren Zayin Akiyim, and hopefully we'll start a small start on Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph Kuf Tzadi Vov Sif Aleph Bezer Hashem. The Mishnah says on Tzama Chesem Ar Aleph Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma Yemashvi Shachris Amotza Tehiro Obein Hashmashis Le Yefrisho Ola Achor Yom Avad Kumotza Tmea Rei Hi Becheskes Tehiro. According to the Tanakamo, if she was Boidek in Yom Shvi, that works as a heftik tayro. The Hemshach of the Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yehuda Imer Kosh Leyefrisha B'Tayro Min Amincho Lemaylo, Harizu B'Cheskes Tameo." No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not any time on Yom Shvi. Dafka Min Amincho Lemaylo. Chachamim Imer Mafilu B'Shnayim Linidos Abadku Matza Tayro, Ubein Hashmoshes Leyefrisha, Olachas Man Abadku Matza Tameo Rei B'Cheskes Tayro. According to the last sheet of the Mishnah, even if she was not Boidik B'Chlal on Shvi, she was Boidik Yom Sheni, that's still enough to be machzik or betayro. Rashi points out, Kum Tais, that there's three sholesh machloikos bedover. There's three shitas in the Mishnah. According to the Talmud Kamo, Yom Shvi Shachris, you could be machzik betayro. According to Yehuda, you could be machzik betayro only b'shvi min amincho lemaylo. And according to the Chachamim, even on Yom Sheni. The Tais the Rosh points out that according to Rashi Lechera, there should be a fourth shita, like the Gemara says, that even b'yom Rishon, a woman could be machzik b'tayro, like the Braisa says, Tanya Amru Leiliv Yehuda. El Mali Yodeh Menachz Beinei Kovein Hashmashes Yofat HaOmer. Achshav Eim Mesilik Yodeh Rosso, Mali Hefrisha B'tayro B'Zayin Ben Amin Cholamaylo, Mali Hefrisha B'tayro B'Rishin. Even if you're Mefrisha B'tayro, that's a Braisa. Mali Hefrisha B'tayro B'Rishin, even if a woman is Mefrisha B'tayro on Yom Rishin, nevertheless, it works as a Hefzik Tayro. However, the way that the Tais the Rosh himself learns, is that there's really only two shitas b'chlal in the Mishnah. There's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that holds mina shvi min amincho lemaylo, and there's the shita of the Chachamim who are cholokin and say afilu yom sheni, which are being mazber the Tanakam. The Tanakam, when he said yom shvi, was lav dafka, it's even yom sheni. Not only that, it's before in the Gemara afilu yom rishon. There's two shitas, kumtais. It's the two further shitas. Either yom rishon works, or not even yom shvi unless it's min amincho lemaylo. And the shaila is in Vosgate Machlekes. Such a vital Machlekes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Yerim Yom Shvi, and it's only B'Seif Yerim Shvi, and according to the Tanakam, Alachur, it's Afilu B'Yerim Rishen. Even in Rashi, we have to understand what the Machlekes is. There's more shitas to work with, according to the Tezarash, in Vosgate Machlekes. So the truth is, the Etzem Din of Heftik Tara that it says by Nida, that's Mavur in the Mishnah, that there's the Din of Heftik Tara by Nida, Alachur is not Mefurish in the Torah, B'Chlal. Says all it says in the pasuk is in Vayikra Tes Vav Yutes Isha Kesiya Zav Adam Yaziv BeBesara Shivas Yom Tivi Nidoso Shivas Yom Tivi Nidoso. That's all it says, that she's Tameya for 7 days. Doesn't say B'chal that she needs a Hefzik Tara. Kiniru was pushed to the Tanoim that you need a Hefzik Tara because Vibal she already became a Cheskas. She has the Cheskas Roya as soon as she started seeing. So to be Moitzi herself from that Cheskas Tomei, then she needs a Hefzik Tara to advise that she's Taka not seeing anymore. You're right, in a Hanami, it doesn't say it in the Torah, but once she's already Muchzekes Betuma, the only way to get out of that is to be Masking herself with Tara. The Shaila is, does she mamish in the Bedika? Does a Bedika Be'oimik Be'cherin who's talking the only way to know that she stopped? Or it's enough to do a Kinuach? As long as she does a Kinuach, or Bizmaninu, the very fact that she's wearing underwear might be a Kinuach, that's enough to know that she stopped. So the truth is, the Mashmois is that Meikar Din Echrami, that will be enough, because the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, it's been mentioned in the past, that Beis HaRechem, Kreisli Beis HaRechem Loim Mukmi Dam, that the sides of the Rechem, which Rechem is Lav Dafke here, it doesn't mean the Makar, it means the Beis HaChitzain, after the Dam leaves the Rechem and it's in the Beis HaChitzain, the Kreisli Beis HaChitzain Loim Mukmi Dam, they don't keep the Dam inside, the Dam will come out. If it didn't come out, then you don't have to worry that the dam inside. Only when I get the tyrus, we had an extra chash that maybe some dam stayed inside, and really the dam started coming out the day beforehand. It stayed inside till today, Ukudena. A minadin ve'etem yidaraisa, we're not choshish. It's a chumra that we're choshish for tyrus. Yidaraisa, we're not choshish that the dam would stay inside. So if you did a kinuach and it came out clean, then there's no chash really ve'etem the dam stayed inside. There's no. There's no hechrich to say that a hefsek tayra has to be done dafka with a bedika. L'chura, even if you would just do a kinuach, that would be enough. Or any other way to know. If she sees that her underwear is clean for a day or a few hours, that's enough. Or maybe even a minute. that's enough to know that she's already tahura and she's not becheskes roya anymore. The truth is that the Baal Mor brings down a shita. He says yesh mimiktas chachamim, and the Neid Yehuda says the miktas chachamim is the Rif, who doesn't mention bechlal any din of bedikas by a nido. Says yesh mimiktas chachamim the sphere lehu the kol abayla leboi bedika klalu. When we always say kol abayla leboi bedika, so we saw last man the kol abayla leboi bedika means before your mishamish there's no chiyah bedika. The whole chiyah bedika before tashmish is only the tyrus. Up to the din of tyrus that the chiyah afterwards they're mechadish. There are machmir to be matzach bedika beforehand. Says the Rif, no kol abaylo loy boy bedika. There's no din of bedika whatsoever b'negei abaylo. Aval right v'chol abedikas leinim tyrus nemru. The whole din of bedika is only the tyrus. Aval abaylo daya behargosho b'tumaso b'tarasa. It's enough the hargosha that she has that she's tar. That's enough. The very fact that she knows that she's not seeing anymore. Listen here, she's 40 years old. She's been getting her period for nearly 30 years. She knows she only sees for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. She's already holding by day 7. She's a nida. She's already holding by day 7. She knows that she's not seeing anymore. That's enough minatur. There's no chiv midaraisa for a bedika. However, the Baal Amor himself is chaylik. Says, lo yiniskavnu lo anu dvaram elalu. And we saw that the Rajba, the Beis Yosef, at the beginning of Simen Kuf Tadivav, quotes the Rajba who says, Afa pisher gisho shepasku damim lo oilem hi beches kastuma ad shetivdeik vetim tatayro. Even though mamash coming lafuki from the shita, even though she's margish that she's not seeing anymore, it's not enough. She has to do a bedika to be mightier from the chiv, from the ches kastuma. The only thing is, it's not mefurish whether or not this din of bedika is the right of the rabbanon. Ken zayin inachanami, it's only a din of the rabbanon. On a darai tzedekah level, we say that kois lei beis harechem lei muk midam, that there's no chshash. You don't have to be choishish. You don't have to. What are we doing a bedika for? To see if there's dam anywhere in the beis achitzin. You don't have to be choishish for that. If the dam didn't come out on a darai tzedekah level, you don't have to be worried that there's still dam inside. And if she knows that she stopped seeing, that's enough. Bidrabanan, they were machmir to be matzuch of bedika. Or do we say no? Kol kama that midarai so she became a nida. The only way to be matzuch herself is with a bedika. The truth is that the Tezer Rosh and Samach Tesumet Aleph, the Rimatayin, he's mistopic, whether or not it's the Raisa Darabanan. He's talking about Benegia to a Zava. Rashi says that a Zava Betim is learned from a Nida. The whole Chiv of Zava is learned from a Nida. The din of Hefsik Tyra is that you need a Bedika to be Mafsik Betyra, and it's not enough just to know the fact that she finished. That's a Safik Daraisa, whether or not it's a Chiv. Well, it's a suffix in the Tezer Rosh, whether or not it's a chiv in the rice or not. That was the pshat, he says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eson Rav, this woman who forgot what her story is. She had a baby, she doesn't know when she had it. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, that she doesn't need Spur in the Fanenu, she doesn't need Bedikas at the beginning. As soon as she comes, she should be terrible, or maybe she's finished. There's Einikim, Frektal Ala Rishenim. What do you mean? She needs at least a Hefzik Taro. So one of the Tzerutim of the Tezer Rosh is in a Hanami, with the rice at the level, she doesn't need a Hefzik Taro. The very fact that she knows that she finished seeing, that's enough maybe on a deraisa level. And therefore, at the din of tefillah bezman mitzvah, it's enough to be teir. Of a side, whether it's a chiv deraisa, side whether or not it's a chiv derabanan, Rav Rishenim maybe, except for the Rif, Rav Rishenim learned that you need, there's a chiv, at least me derabanan, to be mafsik betera, to be moitzi yourself from this chazaka. Ebazen, you could say that that's good for what the Machlekes Tanoim is in the Mishnah. We ask, what's the Machlekes Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, like the way that Tezer Rosh tells about the two shitas in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could only be mighty yourself, she can only do a Hefzik Taira on Shvi min a Mincha l'mailo. And according to the Chachamim, she's even allowed to do it on Yom Rishon. What's the Machlekes? So according to the Chachamim, the Chorot Pashat, the whole word of a Hefzik Taira is to be mafsik that you're not seeing anymore. If I could bring you a hechocha brua that I'm not seeing anymore, you're right, I was becheskes tumah. Kokam that I could bring you a hechocha brua that I'm not seeing anymore, so what's the difference if it's Yom HaShvi or if it's Yom Rishon? L'chor, either way, it was mafsik b'taira. Where's the makan to be b'chalik, b'chlal, between Shvi or Shishi, Chamishi, all the way down, Sheni? It's interesting that Rebbe wants to stop by Sheni. V'esim l'chor, there's no makan, like the Gemara says. Where is the makom mechalal to be mechalek between Shvi and Yom Rishon? If I was machzik myself betara, they doing a bedika and it came out clean, so I show that I'm not aray anymore. What's the difference? What day it is? And what's halter Yehuda? Yehuda holds no. Shivas yamim timin idasa means that she's becheskas raya for all these 7 days. Shivas yamim means that Afterwards, it says in the Torah, "Ki yozev zayvdoma yomim rabim v'lo yeis nidosa." When a woman becomes a zava, she sees day 8, day 9, day 10, days that are v'lo yeis nidosa. That's not at the time of her nida, but up until day 7, it's already normal to see. That's already considered the zman that a woman sees, the normal zman that Isha sees. Able to say that she's becheskes roya for these 7 days. Then the same way that the Chachamim, we find in the Gemara, that the Rebbe Tainan, Rebbe said when he asked his Rebbein, he said, "Can you do a Hefzik Tayran on day 6? They said, "Yeah." 5, 4, 3, 2, yeah. And he stopped, he didn't ask one. Afterwards he said, "I was made a mistake, I didn't ask one." In fact, the Gemara, the Chatzchila, Bamef, why Taki did he not ask? Where's the Makan Bim Mechalik? He says, "Hoyal v'hoksak amayna pasuach." Since the first day was hoksak amayna pasuach, so then when she does the Bedika afterwards, it doesn't work. Why not? Very good, it's hoksak amayna pasuach. But if she did a bedikah and she saw that she's not seeing anymore, so she's not seeing. She started and she stopped. What's the problem? Why is Yom Rishon any different than Yom Sheni? The answer is that kol kama that it's also gomayna pasuach on Yom Rishon, then even if she stopped, it's not hoichacha. Even if she does a bedikah, very good, she got a minute that she wasn't seeing. But the pashas is that she's still going to see. The pashas is that she's still going to see afterwards. You're right that she was able to get a bedikah which was clean. But it's not a raya kol kama that there's something that's being machriach me to say that she's going to see weiter. It's huchzuk amayna pasuach hayoyim, and the mashmois, and the pashtus is that once she starts, she doesn't stop in the same day. Then mameili, you can't be mafsik yourself kineged it. Ubedika is not strong enough to be mafsik yourself because you have to be worried that maybe you're going to see afterwards. Kumtait says, Rabbi Yehuda, you have the same chash. If the Torah tells you, the whole 7 days, if the Torah tells you, shivas yomim timi nidasa, that means that I always have to be choishish until the end of the 7 days that she's going to see again. You already did a bedikah. I could have done a bedikah 7th day in the morning. It's not enough. It's not enough to do a bedikah in the morning. You have to be choishish that maybe she's going to see again. Shivas yomim timi nidasa tells me that until I finish, till it's over, it's not over. And the raya is not a raya until the end of the 7 days. The shaila is, what is Rabbi Yehuda tying back to the Chachamim? If that's true, that you have to finish your 7 days, and all 7 days becheskes tmeil, so what helped us that you did a bedikah for mina mincha l'mayla on the 7th day? L'chor, you have to be choshed, maybe she's going to see again. So the truth is, it's not clear what is mina mincha l'mayla. What mincha are we talking about? There's many different shittas that in mina mincha l'mayla. The Ra'ah, when he brings down this mina mincha l'mayla, he understands that mincha l'mayla means mincha g'dayla, not mincha k'tana. Mincha g'dayla is a half an hour after chatzis. He says, since Roiv Yoim was Yotze B'Tahira, so the Mamela, that's good enough. The Hainu, we have a din of Ruba Kekulai. I have all 7 days. In Hanami, the din of Shivas Yom Timi Nidasa was already Mekuyim. Once I pass the middle of the 7th day, I've Roiv the 7th day, then I have Ruba Kekulai. You have to say that according to the other Shita of the Chacham, according to Rashi, that there's a Shita that holds that you're only allowed to do it on the 7th day in the morning. Where does that come in? Because he holds Miktas Yom Kekulai. Miktas Yom Kekulai. And in a Chanami, it's kilos if you have 7 days. However, there's shitas that hold that mina mincha l'mayla means. So there's shitas that hold that mina mincha, we saw the Radal, the Rashash, that mina mincha l'mayla is lavdafka. It doesn't mean not mincha ketana, doesn't mean not mincha gdeilo. It means really plaga mincha. Plaga mincha because of Yehuda's shita is in the beginning of Brachos. That a person is allowed to daven and even say Shema from plaga mincha. Maariv is already Zman Mincha. Zman Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha, and Zman Maariv is from Plaga Mincha. But mainly, the same way that he holds that it's already Shaykh to the next day from Plaga Mincha, once you get up to Plaga Mincha, then it's already Meshach Shaykh to the next day. It's Kilaz if you finished already. The Hainu that even though Bepashtus, when you get to all mitzvahs Daraisa, even Rebbe, it's before in the Gemara and Brachis that the whole halacha of Plaga Mincha is only going to get to Dine Tfilo. You're allowed to daven then, you're allowed to say Abdullah then. There's Shema then, possibly. However, when you get to Malacha Daraisa, there's no tzad in the veld that somebody could say that at the end of the day, it's kilu as if you already finished after Plaga Mincha, you have to do Malacha Daraisa. Kama Yishme Kublani from Elasha. What's meant to save Zman? Would anybody have a Havimina that enough Shabbos shooters you could save so much like Shabbos? There's no tzad that if it's still during the day, save, unless it's after Shkia, unless it's after Tzitz Yerom. When you save after Plaga Mincha, there's no tzad in the veld. You could be that you could do malacha according to Yehuda. It's only a din b'negiat the tefillah. So what does it have to do with heftik terah b'ayinida? The chur, the nekuda is kol kama that I see that it's meishich shaychi to the next day. So then it's already considered as if I finished the seventh day, klapi de dini tara, it's already as a shaykhus to the next day. It's kilo as if I finished it. And even if you learn like mincha ktana, that's the way that the Beis Yosef pass. That's how we pass in halacha d'maisa. This is the way the Beis Yosef goes. He understands what mincha means. Mincha l'mayla means mincha ktana. Mincha ktana is 2.5 hours before shkiyo. Plaga mincha is exactly halfway between mincha ktana and shkiyo, which is 1 hour and 15 minutes before shkiyo or seisik gechavim. But it's after 9.5 hours into the day. Now, where's that? What shiur is that? It's not roiv. It's not mikta tayyarim. It's not plaga mincha. L'chur, what is that according to Yehuda? I don't know, but we do find that the Gemara says in the beginning of Shabbos, the Aftes, is machlekes lo yeshiv lifnei asapar min mincha lemaila. You're not supposed to stay on any given day. You're not supposed to go to the barber, and there's many different things the Gemara says. Mishnah says min mincha lemaila, because you have to be choshish that it's going to be nimshach, and you're not going to be able to daven mincha. That's only when it's samach to the end of the day, the end of the zman. That's when we're choshish. Memela, there's a machlokes here in the Gemara whether it means mincha gedola or means mincha ktana. But we see already that mincha ktana is the zman that's already meishach shaychi. It's already towards the end of the day. That after that time, according to Yehuda, I don't have to be choshish that she's going to see again. You already finished your shiva siyamim tiyah benidasa. That you already your megareah from the reyes, so that maybe she's going to see shema tafzer v'tira, and she doesn't have to be choshish that maybe she's going to see again. Kumtois, that the din of the heftik tara is to be machzik ubatara. The shail is, when can be machzik ubatara? That's what we see the machlekes is. Is it dafkon? Is it even on Yom Rishon because you're machzik? Is it not on Yom Rishon because you're minor pasuach dafkon Yom Sheni? Is it shvi v'boiker because then you already finish your shiva siyam tivi nedas al tmeksim kekuloi shvi minu min cholamayla because it's ruba kekuloi? But savitai, according to whoever it is, however you learn the heftik tara, it's to be machzik yourself at tara, and that's why sometimes you could, sometimes you can't. But it's to be machzik yourself at tara. Ebazay frek the oilam. Everybody asks, and Betzim, it's all the Achreinim ask, it's not so mavur in the Rishenim. But what's the reason, Bechlal, that you need Zayinakim? Why do you need B'dikas B'shal Zayinakim? If you already mastered yourself a Tara with a Hefzik Tara, so what? Why is there a Chiv Bechlal for B'dikas Tev Zayinakim? L'chor, you already mastered yourself a Tara. So the truth is, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Tamachesman Bey, says, Hazav, Hazav, Shebodku Atzman V'yem Rishon U'matzatar V'yem Ashvi U'matzatar. The mashmoit is that lichatchila, the Rishonim are medayik, that lichatchila, she has to be bedik every day, even according to Beliezer, that holds that you don't need bedik, it's not ma'akiv a bedik every day. However, lichatchila, there isn't any to be bedik every day. Not like the Baal Amor, as the Ravid says, and Baal Amor says no. You can't be medayik from Lashon Abidiyevin. That's the Lashon, it's even lechatchila. The Baal Amor holds that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no chiv to be baidik every single day. There's only a chiv to be baidik once at the beginning, once at the end. Or once at the beginning, or once at the end, according to Rav. But according to the Pashtas, Rav Rishayinim are medayik in this way that we pass in Alachal Maisa. I think everybody besides the Baal Amor, that in Echonam, there's the din lechatchila to be baidik every day. The Shaila is, if the whole purpose of the Bedikas during the Zion Akim is to be masik to Isha Batara, what's the inim Baklal to be baidik every single day? She's, every day she has to once again be masik herself with Tara. The Mashmoy says that in a Chanami, the Bedikas Teich Zayin Akim are not to be masik her with Tara. She already has the Cheskas Tara to have to Tara. She has to be, nevertheless, she still needs to be Bedik Teich Zayin Akim. What's up, Shah? The Sidur Tara, the Kotin Urches, he brings down from the Chinuch. That the Chinuch S, he says, I don't understand. Sometimes we see V'safarta Lecho, Sheva Shabbosayis to Mimoy, so we find that the Torah tells us that Zachiv Svira by Yovel, Chiv Svira by Svira Sarimir. And that sphere is the sphere of a peh. However, sometimes the Torah tells us v'saf for law, like it says by Zava, and that sphere is not a sphere of a peh. We don't find anybody that says you have to be safer, except for the shlo that we mentioned in the past. It says that I told my wife, and that's how we were always knowing that before shkia she should say hayom yom rishon liyamei libuni, hayom yom sheni liyamei libuni. You just don't even need a chiyuv bracha, but you have to be safer. The chinuch, the pashtas are all nimdon bepashtas that there's no chiyuv to be Sefer. We don't find anywhere in Shas, the Chol HaPachas, that an Isha has a Chiv to be safer with, to be safer by a Zava. The Shailas is the same V'Safer that it says over here. Here it says V'Safar Telecho, and here it says V'Safer. In one place you have a Chiv Bepet to be safer, in one place you don't have a Chiv. What's Pshat? Zokter, Pshat is like I told you in my Ekdamot HaChinuch, that at the end of the day, it's all talim kabbalah. How we makabal lachem ish misinai. The certain things. Look, puk chazim ayam adabar. Go see how the firzuch of the ganz klal yisrael is. And everybody min hovin shol yisrael b'chol mokim kainhu, that the sphira of azava is not bepeh, and the sphira of yovel by bezdin is bepeh. Why? Because that's the kabbalah. Sometimes it means this. Sometimes it means that. The same way it says leman tizkuru. Every single day, and it says there's no chiyuv to be zeicher pepe, just because even it's the same zechiro. Sometimes it means this, sometimes it means that. It's all telling in Kabbalah. And the v'safar, Dr. Chinuch, the v'safar law that it says by the v'safar law that it says by zav. Sagi b'mashi yitnu leiv al hayomim. Says all that you need is that it should be mashkiach al hayomim. V'tziva asfir ektiv b'zava zava eina ela hashkocha b'yomim. All it means is that it should be mashkiach b'yomim, should make some leiv to the yomim. Says the Siddur Torah, what does it mean to be mashkiach al hayomim? How are you mashkiach al hayomim? You're supposed to sit there looking at the yom. What are you supposed to do? Says the Siddur Torah, the hashkocha al hayomim means ayidei b'dika. Through doing a b'dika, you're being mashkiach al hayomim. And without a bedikah, it's not a sphere of bechlal. Kumtayis that the chiv of the bedikahs teich zayin akim is not to be machzik asaf atayra. It's to be kaim the din of a sofer lo. The sofer lo is ayideya sphere, and in a chanami, without that, you do not have a sphere. That means even if you don't hold that you need sfurin lefaneinu, when it says in Gemara, Rav holds you don't need sfurin lefaneinu. Sfurin lefaneinu means you need a raya every day that I'm being safer. A bedika every single solitary day from the beginning, they're being safer. Even if you hold you don't need a bedika every day, there's still a chiyuv of sfira that she has to do some bedika that we could see that she's counting these days as Zainakim. Where do we see? Where does the Olam see? Even if I'm not doing bedika every day, but how do I know it's these days that she's counting as Zainakim? That's Ayideya bedika. But it seems, if you look at the Siddur Torah, it's not so pashut. The Masoat, Machlekes Tzitzin L'Ra'ah, and the Mishmeres Habayis. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Eliezer? The Gemara says that there's a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanina, Medas Rabbi Eliezer, who we paskin like. We paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that you do not need a bedikah every day, even though l'chur that should be the pashtus. If you need to be bedik every day, the Torah tells you to suffer law, you should need a bedikah every day. The Gemara says that's the pashtus. The Gemara says near and divir bekiva divir Yeshua divir Yeshua Rabbi Eliezer. That's him, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Near and Dibri Lezim, Dibri Yeshua, Dibri Kiva, Dibri Kulam. But at them, the most mistavers of Kiva, you should have to do B'dik every single day. Nevertheless, Allah is passing like Eliezer. You do not need a B'dikas every day. Once at the beginning, once at the end. In fact, the Gemara, you need a B'dika. How about if you just have a B'dika at the beginning? Is that enough? Says the Gemara, according to Rav, it's enough. According to Chanina, it's not enough. The Gemara goes on to say, according to Rav, not only is one at the beginning enough, even if you just do one at the end, that's also enough. In fact, Allah Rishainim, how about if she does one in the middle? Is that enough also? Is it a din dafka the beginning and the end, or one in the middle is enough? Says the Ravid Mustaber that even one in the middle is enough. Same way we find it by Nido, that one in the middle is enough. Doesn't have to be at the beginning. You must ask any day. So too by Zava, one in the middle of Zainakim is enough. Frek the Balamar, Pasfar Raya Idos, you bring a Raya from Nido, Kala, to Zava Chamur, which is Zainakim. You can't bring a Raya Bachlal. Zichr, you need a Bedika, either at the beginning or at the end. The later Rishonim, the Rashba, they're also chalik. The Rashba names on. The Ra'ah names on like the Balamar. That in the Chanami, she needs a Bedika, Dafka at the beginning or at the end. But if she does a Bedika in the middle, in the Chanami, it doesn't work. The Lashon of the Ra'ah is Anan Shiva Nikin Sfurin Be'inon. You need Nikin that are Sfurin. Bishlama Ki Ikit Chlosan Oysteifon. If you have one abadika either at the beginning or the end, ekel memer the salak lazayin tzvurin, the chayikah b'tichilasan zayin tzvurin griri basre, ekel b'tichilasan zayin tzvurin griri basre. If you have a abadika at the beginning, then the 7 days get nigra or pulled along after the first day, v'chayikah soifon. Or if you have in the last day, ekel memer the zayin tzvurin delekamei gari basre. You could say that the 7 days get pulled towards the abadika you're going to do afterwards. You do bedikah on day 3 or 4, you can't pull both ways. Why can't you pull both ways? I don't know. You can't pull both days. What are you talking about? He says,
If you do bedika, kimin shekein, he says, in bodka berishin levad, v'shar yamim loy bodka, ein kan bedika shiva svurin, ela midin cheskas tahara.
When you do bedika on the first day, how do you have svurin on the rest of the days? Only because she has a cheskas tahara.
V'chein kishu bodka b'shvi, v'shar yamim rishinim loy bodka, ein rishinim svurin, ela midin chazoka.
When you do bedika on the seventh day, how does it work that all the days count? You weren't safe for every single day.
It's a cheskas tahara. The kol she afrisha b'tahara b'seif hazayin matzah tahara chazaka shekulin yatsa b'tahara. B'kivan shekain, kol shekain kishabotka b'emtza diyema emtza havilegi l'kreid m'kabari dekas b'seif and l'achirin k'abari dekas b'tilosim.
Says the Rashba, I don't understand what you're talking about. The way that the bedika helps is because it's machzikib b'tahara. Either it's machzikib at the beginning and it tells you the next 7 days, or machzikib at the end and it tells you the first six days before that. The meila, if it's working with the cheskas tahara, kol shekain if you're biting in the middle, if day 7 works, even though you don't have any days afterwards, for sure day 4 works, at least you have a few days afterwards. The same way that 1 works for the days afterwards and 7 for the days beforehand, so 4 also works for the days before and the days afterwards. The Greer Odomar Zakter, he says, the Greer Shomar Liyadan Omahi. What's mean this? What's this Greer? It's Ger and it can't be Ger 2 ways. What does he mean? What does he mean, Bechlal? Kumtais Lacher, according to the Ra'ah, the Ra'ah understood that the chiv of bedika, like he writes in the chinuch, perfat if the chinuch is ra'ah, that sejutara names on that it is the ra'ah l'shitasa. He understood that the chiv of bedika seich zayin is to be meisim lev and mashkiach on the yom that they should be sfurim. You have to count the days. She needs to count the days. There has to be kavana to count these days. In echanam, you don't have to do bedika every day. We have to show some way that you're counting the days. How do you show that you're counting the days? If you did a bedikah at the beginning, so now we know when the days are starting. If you did a bedikah at the end, so we know which days you counted. But if you did a bedikah in the middle, you did on day 4. So when did your Zayin Nikim start? Did it start on day 4? Did it start on day 3 and you have 5 days afterwards? Did it start on day 2 and you only have 4 days afterwards? Did it start on day 1 and you only have 3 days afterwards? Where bechlal are the Zayin Nikim? Where do we see, how do we see that these yomim are sfurim lefanenu? You don't see it. The only way that you could see it is if it's at a yom mitsuyim, it's at a specific day. If it's on the first day, so you know when we're starting, and we'll go after that. If it's on the last day of the 7 days, so I know for sure that it was the 7 days beforehand. But if it's in the middle, then you have no raya b'chlal that it's furin. You haven't shown it, you haven't been mashkiach, you haven't been meisim lev in an oifen that we could see that it's furin. Maybe that's what the Chassam Sefer means, some of the ilum had trouble. The Chassam Sefer says of art, he says, b'das ra'ah, he says, we need shemachshav toin yikeres mitoich maisel. We need that her machshava to count the days is nicker through the ma'isim that she's counting these days. How do you have that? If you count day 4, I have no idea which 7 days you're counting. The only way that I know which days you're counting is if you do day 1 or you do day 7. But if you do day 3, so you're not ger, because where should it be ger? How much should I be ger? I should be ger 1 day before the 4? I should be ger 2 days before the 4? How many days should I be ger? I don't know. I don't know when you started. The meila, the only time that you could count is either on day 1 or day 7. However, the Rashba understood that that's not pshat. The Rashba understood it's not all I need. I have to talk to be masik myself b'tari. He says the way that it works is that you're being masik yourself b'tari. The Hainu that you did a bedikah on day 1 and you're masik the rest of the day is b'tari. Or day 7, you're masik the rest of the day is b'tari from beforehand. That means that the Rashba understood that even though you were masik yourself b'tari, aydeh hefzik taro, the chiv of the suffer law means don't falozef, don't rely on that chazaka that you had beforehand. You have to show me in the Zayin Akim that you're becheskes tahara. How do you show me that you're becheskes tahara? By doing a bedika. Either on the day 1 or doing it on day 7. But it's not enough the bedika from beforehand. The suffer law means show the cheskes tahara in the Zayin Akim. Maybe the nekudas hamachlekes is how you understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, why does the Gemara need to tell me that according to Rav, the same way that Bedikas Rishon works without Shvi, Shvi works without Rishon. So Gemara says, I would have thought Dafka Rishon works without Shvi, because you have a Cheskas Taira. When you have a Chazaka de Mikara, that as soon as you're Boyd Gbataira and you're Mafish Bataira, then you're Cheskas Taira for the next 7 days. However, if you did Bedika only on day 7, so then you don't have a Cheskas Taira from beforehand. If you don't have a Cheskas Taira, you have a Hefzik Taira. Why don't you have a Cheskas Taira? You don't have a Cheskas Taira in the Zayin Akim. In the Zayin Akim, I don't have a Cheskas Taira. Maybe it shouldn't work. Kamash Malon, then it works. What's the Kamash Malon? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi's Mavur, that the Hocha Rashminin Seif and Alpish Ein Tchilasan, The Mishum Bedika Zayin Machzikin and Kol Shisha Lafan of Betaira Horlo Paska Beshlishi. Since you had a Heftik Taira, so I know for sure that at a certain point you stopped seeing, Memelo, when you did a Bedika on Yom Shvi, I'm allowed to say that the 6 days beforehand were all Becheskas Taira. The way the Mishnah Achrona says it, it's Keino Chazaka da Hashta. That if I know now that I'm Becheskas Taira, I'm allowed to go back till the time that it, till the last time that I know that it wasn't Becheskas Taira. But and I know for sure that at least by the Heftik Taira was still Becheskas Taira, so I'm allowed to go back the entire 7 days. I'm Becheskas Taira. There's a Chazaka de Mikara if I do a Bedika on Yom Rishon that takes me through the Zayin Akim. And if I do a Bedika on Yom Shvi, there's a Chazaka de Hashta which tells me that I'm allowed to go back. But the Kamash Malan is that I have a Chazaka. They're all learned to know. The Kamash Malan is that you don't need a Chazaka. In a Chanami, there's no din that you need a Chazaka. That's Gufa, what? There is no Chazaka de Hashta that's telling me that I'm Becheskas to her from the times beforehand. Chazaka takes me forward. Chazaka doesn't take me backwards. Memela, the Chazaka, all I see, what I see from Rav is that I don't need a Chazaka. Chazaka is, I have a Heftik Taira, that's what gave me a Chazaka. There's no din b'chlal to be machzik myself a Taira in the Zayin Akim. The din of Zayin Akim is just that I should be mashkiach on the days that you're counting these days. How do you do that? By being boydik. How do you be boydik? You'd have to be boydik on day one or be boydik on day seven. And then I'm able to see that you counted these days as the Shivin Akim. If you're boydik in the middle, then that doesn't count b'chlal. Either day one, then I see it's the next 7 days, or day seven, I see it's the last 7 days that you counted. If you're boydik stam in the middle, day four, day 13, we have no way to see b'chlal that it should work. That these days are the ones that you're counting. Kumtais, according to the Ra'ah, the purpose of the Bedikas Seif Zayin Akim is not to be machzik yourself a Taira, it's just to be mechiyach that you're counting these days in Zayin Akim. You have to do it all your day Bedika, but it's not for the purpose of being machzik yourself a Taira. And according to the Rajma, no, you have to be machzik yourself a Taira. Don't rely on the Heftik Taira they have before, and be machzik yourself a Taira in the Zayin Akim. What's the nafka mina between the Rajva and the Ra'ah? It's the one nafka mina that we know l'chayr is mefurish. That's what they argue about. If you do b'dik on day four, according to the Ra'ah, it doesn't work. According to the Rajva, it does work. L'alach l'mayis, we'll see the Ramban goes like the Rajva, that attack does work. We'll see. We have to see. That's brought down in the Mechavah. We'll see l'mayis, how we pass in. Well, l'chayr, there's common nafka minas. What would be, we saw Tesla Naf Samach Tesla Alf says, that b'dikas layla lo ishmei b'dika. That if a woman does a b'dika at night, it doesn't count as a b'dika for Zayin Akim. Rashi, on the other hand, the Pesachim Daf Tzadi Aleph says that it does count. B'dikas Laila, Shmei B'dika, that it does count. So the Chur, you could say that it's telling this Machlekes. If the whole purpose is to be Machzik Yu B'Tayra, so then the Chur, there should be no Svarati Mechalik between whether or not you did the B'dika during the day or at night. Even if you did it at night, there's no Din Be'etzem to be safe for days as opposed to night. You have to be Machzik yourself B'Tayra. If you're Machzik yourself B'Tayra at night, that should be enough. As opposed to the Ra'ah, Shivas Yamim, the Din of Besafrala, Shivas Yamim, could be a gzeiras hakasa that you need a sphere dafka during the day. The hashkacha has to be during the day as opposed to at night. You could be matzka that in a chanami, maybe it's not muchach, even in the Rajba, that since be'etzim you have a cheskes taira, the Torah is mechayev you, suffer la shivas yomim, that you have to be machzik during the day. L'chur, that would be a makom to be mechalik, maybe a sphere at night, does a sphere at night work? We'll see, la'alach la'maisa, whether or not it'll play out. Could we ever rely on a sphere balayla? Agav, the Pashtas is, this is La'alach L'maisa, the Pashtas, that the din of Sphira B'Layla, the whole Nidin, is only going to get the B'dikas in Zayin Akim. But a Heftik Taira would work at night for the following day. If a woman did a B'dika at 10 o'clock at night, so it works, Ki'ilu, when he said in the Mishnah, Afilu Batka Shachris, Lav Davka Shachris, it's even before Shachris, that's what the Aruch HaShalom says. The Chatchila, we're supposed to do it later on, next to Ben HaShmashas, like we'll see, but another Nafka Mina might be, the Sidra Taira is mitzadid. What would be if a woman has a maka shemaytzi adam? She's a maka, and she's bleeding from the maka. She doesn't know if it's bleeding this exact moment. She knows there's a maka, which is the type of maka which is maytzi adam. So according to the Sidra Taira, you have to be mashkiach that the yamim are nakim. The maisa, the yamim are not nakim. The yamim are not nakim because the maisa is seeing dam. You could be terila possibly that it comes from the mepesa. But a tliya is not a vadai. Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. So it's not nakim. There's no hashkacha that the yom is nakim. As opposed to the Rajba, she's becheskes taira. The purpose of the bedikah is to be machzik of a taira. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be safe, to be mashkiach on the yom to make sure that they're nakim. I have to know that she's becheskes taira. She is becheskes taira. And I'm allowed to say, if she's becheskes taira, then the mistaber, that's a dam that she's seeing, is in a chanami, dam that's coming from a makah, and it's not dam, which is coming from her vest. Lamaisa, the Sidur Torah is Madchen. He says no. The Rashba, even in the Rashba, Kenzan, she has no Cheskes Torah. Maybe the Cheskes Torah is only when she did a Bedikah, she didn't find anything. When she starts seeing something, so there's already raised in the Cheskes Torah. She's showing that there is something changed from what she, how she was masking herself lechatchila. And he names on the Nirin Hanami, even according to Rashba, it's not Pashat that you'd be able to be Torah. Unless you know for sure that it's being Maitzi Dam now, which is how we're Torah when we go to Bodeket. Another nafkamina maybe possibly is if you have seifim according to Rav that says that seifim without tchilasin works. This many of the Olam ask. So why do I need to do bedika teich shiva? If I did a bedika on day 8, that should also work. Why? Because I won't start counting my zainikim till day 2. Why does day? What's the story if a woman does a bedika just on day 8 or just on day 9? The mashmois is that she doesn't have anything. She has to start again, day 8 becomes a day 1. Question is, why does day 8 become day 1? L'chera, I'll start counting my Zayin Akim from day 2. So according to the Ra'al, like we said beforehand, if I can't see where you're starting your Zayin Akim, you didn't do it either at the beginning of Shiva or at the end of Shiva, then it doesn't count. That's like a B'dik in the middle. I have no place to pinpoint where your Zayin Akim start. If you did a B'dik on day 8, for all I know, you started Zayin Akim 3 days beforehand. How do I know when you started Zayin Akim? I have to see the Sphira. Mashenkin, according to the Rashba, the whole part is that you should just be maflik yourself betairo. So what's the difference when I do my bedika? I can do bedika on day 8, do bedika on day 9, bedika on day 10. I'm being maflik myself betairo for all the days beforehand. If she had a hefzik tairo that came out good before she started Zayin Akim, and she did a bedika on day 10, day 12, so then she knows she started the entire time. I'll start my Zayin Akim on day 2 after my hefzik tairo. Says the Sidri Tairo, don't tell me that you have a chiv to start your Hefzik Tairo, you start your Zayin Akim after the Hefzik Tairo. That's not true. If you want to start afterwards, you're allowed to start afterwards. There's no din that says you have to start your Zayin Akim right afterwards. We'll see, it comes up l'halacha many times. The only problem is that the Rashba says lahedi that it doesn't work. The Rashba says first that if you did a bedik on day 8, then that's day 1. If you waited till day 8, even according to Rav, that holds that Seif and Afafish in Chilasin works, it's only safe if it's day 7, but if it's day 8, then it doesn't work. What's Akab Shad? Maybe the Vard is that, even according to the Rashba, the sum of the Milsa is, after you do a Hefzik Tairo, that you're counting right away. Unless you're vising, unless you're proving that you're not, then the sum of the Milsa is that you have that your Zayin Akim are right away. Memela, you didn't do a Bidika Teich Zayin. You need, even according to the Rashba, that it's be masking yourself with Tara, you have to be masking yourself with Tara sometime in the Zayin Akim. That's what the Safra tells me. The male, if you waited till after the Zayin Akim were over, then you weren't masking yourself in the Zayin Akim. Why is it considered that the Zayin Akim are over? Because unless you get up and say, or you have some way to prove that your Zayin Akim started day 2, then I presume that it starts after the Hefzik Tara. Yesh Lain, whether or not a Gilui Das would help, the Sidur Torah talks about this a little bit. Would a Gilui Das help? And you get up on day 2 and you say, I'm starting my Zayin Akim now. Would that help? Maybe, according to the Rashba, that should help. The truth is, it's not so partial that day 8 doesn't help. The Tiferes Lameisha named on that day 8 does help. He just says that you wouldn't be able to be, you have to wait till nightfall to go to the mikvah. But he says, Be'etzem, day 8 would help. That which it says, day 8 doesn't help, means that it doesn't help for right now to go to the mikvah right now. He was, if you finished your Zayin Akim, you'd have to wait till the end of the day 8 to be able to go to the mikvah. I think the pashtus of Rav Achreinim is not that way, that day 8 doesn't help at all. Skumta is that we don't really have any nafkaminas between the Ra' and the Rashba, except maybe is the Me'il Tzedakah. The Me'il Tzedakah's shita is, I hope the Ilum saw, maybe the Ilum saw, Ma'is Hashaya with a woman that she was Vedic in the middle of Zayin Akim, and it came out that it was no good. So no, she got a kesem, I'm sorry. She got a kesem in the middle of Zayin Akim, she started again. Because if she starts counting Zayin Akim, then a lady tells her that after 2 days, you have to wait 5 days before you start Zayin Akim. So she says, okay. She starts Zayin Akim. She starts waiting. Because then somebody tells her afterwards, what are you talking about? You already waited your Zayin Akim. You don't have to wait another 5 days. So she says, okay. So she goes back to how she was beforehand. The Shaila is, but in the middle, when she didn't think she was counting the Zayin Akim, she wasn't B'chol paying attention to the fact that she thought she's not counting the Zayin Akim. Can those days count or not? Days that were be'etzim clean, but she didn't count. She didn't realize that she was counting Zayin Akim. Says the Me'il Tzedakah, they don't count. They don't count. Why? Maybe Argash of Lavadaita. Maybe she had Argash in the middle. She didn't realize. She wasn't paying attention. So the Shaila is. So you could say that's maybe according to the Ra'ah. According to the Ra'ah, you have to pay attention to the days. You have to be mashkiach meisim leiv ala yamin. If you're not being meisim leiv, then you have a chash. But according to the Rajba, she's becheskes tairah. So then what's the difference whether or not she was mashkiach? The stomach of the most is she's becheskes tairah. Even if she wasn't mashkiach lehedyo, but she's becheskes tairah, that should be enough, that she wasn't argish of lavadaita. The only thing is that if you look at the mil tzedakah brings down two reasons why it doesn't work. We'll have to see whether or not we go with this halacha l'maaseh, there are many places that don't go with this. But the mil tzedakah says that everybody holds, even if you don't hold sfurin lefaneinu, everybody holds, you have to know you're being sefer. If you bechlal don't know that you're making a sfira, then according to everybody it's not going to work. Which would mean that even according to the Rajba, possibly, we would say they're not work, or we could say no. You don't taka, don't need to know that you're being sefer. As long as you master yourself with tara, kenzain, that's enough according to the Rajba. We have to see halacha l'maaseh when you get to it, mil tzedakah. How we paskin, brought down the Pesach Tshuva. That's with regard to the sugyo. Make a little start, just Sif Aleph. Bez Hashem, Kuf Tzad Yivov, Sif Aleph. We still could finish Rabbi Yisai before the end of this month. After Sif, the beginning, it goes a little bit quicker until we get to Sif Yud. The Mechaber says in Simen Kuf Tzad Yivov, Sif Aleph, Shivas Yomim Shazova Soiferes Maschilin Mimachras Yom Shepaskaboy. Mechain Mishpatam Tir Bez Yomim Gimel Paskamiliris Bedekas Vim Shepasko Kadesha Tivsik Bataro. After she finishes seeing Dam, she should be Paisik Bataro. Or Bedekasuti Yasoma Chabin Ashmashis. Says her mother, Slechat Chilo, but even if she was Bodka Bebeshachris, that's good. Will the Oilam Yelamid Adam Lahachman Lechat Chilo Besaych Pesach, they Bedekas Vim Shepasik Taras and Maestohuk, Shashan Kobin Ashmashis, the Bedekam and Timidik Otop. The best thing to do anytime they're doing Hefzik Taro is, says the Rajba, to be Machmer, to not just do Hefzik Taro, do a Moich Tochuk. Now, the Mechaber starts off, he says, Shivas Yom Shazava Seferis, Maschilin Mimachos Yom Shepaska Boy. The Zayinikim start from the day after you do Hefzik Taro. That's generally, but it's not Ma'akiv. Say the Poiskim, we pass him like the Sidra Taro, it's Mavur later on in Teresa Shlomim and Kama Vekama Achrenim, that there is no Chiv to start your Zayinikim right away after you do Hefzik Taro. So if a woman knows, for whatever reason, that on day 5, she's not going to be able to do Hefzik Taro, because she's going to be traveling on a plane, it's going to be very difficult. And she wants to do Hefzik Taro on day 4, and only start counting her Zayinikim 2 days later, which is when she's allowed to start Zayinikim, there's not a problem, she's allowed to do that. It doesn't have to be Samach to the Hefzik Taro. Now, continues the Mechaber, and he says, when do you do this B'dikah? Samach Leben Hashmashes. Samach l'ben hashmashes. So the Beis Yosef says, obviously it's not b'shas ben hashmashes because that's already the next day. It's samach l'ben hashmashes. But sasam alei pirish. When is the samach l'ben hashmashes? So many people say samach we find very often in shas is half an hour. Samach l'mincha is always half an hour. These zmanim are it's a half an hour. So mamela and a chanami should be a half an hour. However, the Shevet Alevi Nemzon, he says, and this is really the Beis Yosef, that it's mina mincha l'mayla. Samach l'ben hashmashes is any time mina mincha l'mayla, which means mincha ktana, 2.5 hours beforehand. That's the time lechatchila to start. That's already considered samach. Now, it's a good idea. The closer you can get to mina hashmashes, matav manoyim, you have more of a clarity that the day ended with tahara. However, a woman lechatchila should leave enough time that if she's doing a bedika and it comes out no good, she'll have time afterwards to wait a little bit and do another bedika. That way she won't run up against Shkia. Once she's running up against Shkia, that's a question exactly till how long you have. Now, it's a good idea also not to do too many bedikas as a Hefzik Taro. She leaves herself 2.5 hours, she does a bedika and it comes out no good, and she waits 15 minutes and it comes out no good, and waits another 15 minutes and comes out no good. She should not continue to do bedikas. Not more than 2, maybe 3 bedikas. Especially if, even if she's not a lul, she doesn't have a history of having pitzaim. If she doesn't have any bedikas, she might very well have a history very soon having pitzaim. It's a very sensitive area, and if it's not coming out clean, then it's very often not a good idea to continue doing it. 2 bedikas is 2, maybe 3 bedikas is not a problem. More than that, one should not do. Now let's say a woman did not do bedika till ben hashmashes. Does she have any time after shkia? So Reb Moshe has a tshuva about it, and he says you have up until 9 minutes after shkia. But he says, in other words, since you have, this is cheshbin of ben hashmashes according to Rabbeinu Tam. Really, ben hashmashes that's still been Ashmashis of the grain, because you have up until 13 and a half minutes, and it's still day according to Rabbeinu Tam. And Ramela, it's like a Svek Sveka. Maybe it's been Ashmashis, maybe it's day even according to the grain, and even if it's not, according to the... Maybe it's day B'chlal like Rabbeinu Tam, and even if it's not, we pass like the grain, it's still been Ashmashis, maybe it's day. Ramela, he says, you have a Svek Sveka. However, Lamais of the Paiskim do not go like this Ramesha. Befrat the people that are naive, even Matzah Shabbos, like the grain, for sure you can't be Semech on this Rabbeinu Tam. Your mamash for the right is Semech on the grain. In Eretz Yisrael, they're very machmer. When you get to this, and even a minute after Shkia, they say it's no good. Now, there's a member that they say, B'shem Rabbi Yashiv, and this is how the mice of the place can go, is you could find the latest calendar. Calendars vary, and there could be a difference of 3, 4, maybe even 5 minutes between certain calendars. Take the latest calendar that you have for Shkia, and that's the one that you can rely on. Obviously, it has to be for your place. If you're in Yerushalayim, you can use the calendar for Haifa, Ukazemet. But for wherever you are, then you could use the calendar and go with the last Zman. As a matter of fact, Berkowitz said that even in America, they're not makel really like Ramesha up until 9 minutes. Maybe some place can give you a little bit more, especially if you're Hasidish, you're always knowing afterwards, Tasa Shelas Chacham. But generally, the Litzvah Sherilim goes at Shkia is the buzzer, and that's it. Not only that, I had a case once that somebody asked me, he was in England, and he did Bediko, I think it was a minute and a half after Shkia. And there, Shkia's mamish, it takes much longer time for sunset. So there's more of a tzad to be makel than even in America. I asked the Shaila because I didn't know what to do, and they told me I asked somebody from England. And Kim Dumani, it was Ramesh Beagle, Zechariah Levrocha, that we asked. And I think he said from Rav Padva that even then, even in England, they're not makel after Shkia. Tasa Shaila Tchacham, however, it's certainly. One should make all effort to do it before Shkia Sechama. If a woman started doing the Dika before Shkia and she finished after the Shkia, then as long as she was started and she's inside already beforehand, or she started the Dika beforehand, then for the most part the person would say that's not a problem. However, don't leave it till the buzzer for a Kama time. If you're stuck, you gotta do what you gotta do. Now, what happens if a woman knows that she's not gonna be able to do a Dika but have to tire later on? She's going to be traveling, and she's no way, she's going to be on the train for those hours from Minchas Tana. So, that lachar is a matam already b'di'eved. B'di'eved, it's motor, afilo bin ha-boiker. She's allowed to do a b'diko, a heftik tara, even in the morning. We'll see, a little bit later in Tiv Gimel, that a woman's supposed to wash herself before the heftik tara. Certainly, if a woman doesn't have the achilas to wash herself, she's at work, she has no place to wash herself. Then she should do the heftik tara earlier. Maybe she can wash herself earlier and do the heftik tara later on. Ba'etim, you don't have to do a bath, even like it says over here, reik, even mamash, a tiny little bit of water, that would be enough also to clean herself out. But lechatchila, she's supposed to wash herself out. If she does not have the ichiros, to have to tire later on, then she should do it in the morning. Unless it's the day that she saw Adam, the first day that she saw Adam, that we'll see in Tif Beis. Now, the Machaber says that the best type of heftik tara is a meich sofer. Why is that? That she should do Meich Dochuk. Why is that such a great chumra to do? Because Meich Dochuk is the best type of heftik tara. Every heftik tara, that's what we call Einel Yodel Ben Einel. That she's doing a bedika the entire time. Why is that? The Chacham Tanya to Yehuda, even if you do bedika in the afternoon, maybe she's going to see afterwards. How do you know for sure that the day ended and the new day started, the beginning of the Zayin Akin started with Tahara? How do you know she's going to see afterwards? If you do a Meich Dochuk from before Shkia till after Ben Hashmashis, then you know for sure that we don't know when the day ended. The Drisha speaks this out. We don't know when the day ends and the new day starts. Ben Hashmashis is the Suffolk. But if I know, if I have a Bedikah in the entire Ben Hashmashis, that whenever the day ended, the new day started, the Zayinikim started, then I know that was B'tahara. Memeilo, that's why there's an Inyan. That's the Maila of the Bedikah. I know for sure that my Bedikah showed that the new day started, the Zayinikim started B'tahara. For this reason, there's really no reason if a woman only remembered 2 minutes after Shkia that she didn't do Hefzik Tara, then there's no reason to put in Hefzik Tara. The Pashas, unless you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the Pashas is there's no reason here in Eretz Yisrael to do a Hefzik Tara, because even in America, because you already missed part of the day. You already missed the whole part of the Meich Dochuk is that you should have the whole Ben Hashmashes. You don't have the whole Ben Hashmashes. Certainly has to be done before Shkia. Now they mention that it's a good idea anytime that a woman does a heftik tara, and she has a shayla on heftik tara. She's not sure 100% whether or not it's good, and she's planning on doing a meich dochuk. She should do a bedika with the meich dochuk and leave it inside. As she inserts the meich dochuk, do a bedika and then leave it inside. That way, it counts also just in case the first bedika is no good, then the second one counts as a bedika. Now, the pashtus is, why do you have to do heftik tara then? If you're doing a bedika with every mite, so why do you have to tire? So there's a practical reason, and then there's another reason. A practical reason is because who is going to keep a mite dochuk inside for half an hour if they don't know that she's tire? She doesn't know, she's clean, so then why would she do a mite dochuk for half an hour? So she first wants to see that she's clean, then she'll do a mite dochuk. Ramayish and Chilik Bey Zayin Tes, he says a different reason. He says that there's an inyan to know before the day starts that she's batara. And there's an inyan to do a heftik tara dafka beforehand, to know that the day started with Tahara. She's counting these days of Zainakim because the day started with Tahara. If she has a suffix, so in a Chanami, she's not 100% sure. But either way, that's just in the lumbness of why to do Hefzik Tahara. But for Etzim, it's not going to change anything in La Halacha. If a woman has any Shaila on the Hefzik Tahara, she should do the Mayach Tafik as a Vediko. It happens to be where Berkowitz Shita is that if she stuck it in long enough before Shkia, about 5 minutes before Shkia, then even if she didn't do it as a bedika, you could presume that the maich moved around, certainly if she walked around, but even if she didn't, if it's in there for like 5 minutes beforehand, then you could presume that the maich moved around inside and got the recharin is ducking, that would count also as a bedika. However, there are paiskim that do not hold of this, therefore lechatchila, if you're doing it, if you want to do it as a bedika, lechatchila, one should first use it as a bedika, make a bedika, and then leave it inside. How long is Minash Mashas? You have to keep it inside. So Moshe in that Shuvah, Chilik Bei Zayin Tes, he says it's anywhere between 13 and a half minutes and 72 minutes. It's not really 72 minutes. 72 minutes is the end of Minash Mashas according to Rabbeinu Tam, but Minash Mashas according to Rabbeinu Tam only starts after 50 and a half minutes. Rav Ozner talks about it. He says, you want to chaf the sheet, be'etzim, you should leave it in for 72 minutes. He says, really, you could take it out in the middle. Take it out after 13 and a half minutes and put it back. He says, that's not really practical. And you have to chaf every time, you remember. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 40 minutes. You're not gonna. So it's up till 72 minutes. Now, Lamaisa, practically, how long do we leave it inside? So Rav Ozner goes that we leave it inside 18 minutes. 18 minutes, he says, that's like the Shitas HaRambam of Benesh Mashis, the Hainu, that a mil is 24 minutes. Benesh Mashis is 3/4 of a mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, 3/4 is 13 and a half minutes. If a mil is 24 minutes, then 3/4 is 18 minutes. Mamela, 18 minutes is 3/4 of a mil according to Rambam. He says, that's how long Benesh Mashis is, that we're nay. Lechatchila should keep it in for 18 minutes. However, that's when it's a Yom Rishon where you have a chiv to do a heftik tara, a moich dochuk. If you don't have a chiv to do a moich dochuk, it's not the first day, as we'll see in Sif Beis. Sif Beis says if you saw on that day, then you have a chiv to do. If you saw for one day, then you have a chiv, if you're doing heftik tara on that day, to do a moich dochuk. Then we're more machmer. If it's not a day that you're a mechuyiv to, you're just doing a chumrah, then you could even be more makel, 15 minutes or even 13 and a half minutes. Best time you want to put it in a little before and leave it a little bit afterwards, it's about 15 minutes. You could be makel for that. I think many people leave it in for about 20 minutes. That would be maybe even 25, some people. But I don't think people really leave it in for much longer than that. The Bnei Shulchan says the Chatchila, you should leave it in for as long as you're Neig on Matzei Shabbos. If you're Neig 40 minutes, 36 minutes, or 40 minutes according to the Chazon Ish, 45 minutes. Or 72 minutes, you should leave it in for that. However, it shouldn't be. That's only lechatchila. That could be a chumra asli de kula, that if you're going to cause yourself a petza, then it's not a good idea. And I don't think generally that most people leave it in that long. Maybe up until whatever it is considered, say, Shabbos of the calendar, it's between 30 and 38 minutes, depending on what time of year. I think last night it was 31 minutes, 32 minutes. Maybe that's the longest. I don't really know people that leave it in for much longer than that. And Me'ikra Adin, Befrat, when it's only a Chumrah, it's not Me'ikra Adin, you could do the least amount, which is 15 minutes from beginning of Shkia till 15 minutes afterwards. Now, somebody asked me, why is it that many people don't do Meich Dachuk? They're not knowing to do Meich Dachuk. Many people do, many people don't. And the reason is, Bepashtas, is because it's worth. It's only a chumrah most of the time. It's not me'ikra adin. According to the Rambah, in Sif Beis, it's never me'ikra adin. According to Mechaber, certain times it is. According to Ramah, it's never Mikra Din. The question is, do we pass like the Ramah the Mechaber? The Ramah, it's never Mikra Din. Memela, according to Ramah, since it's only a Chumrah, then if you're going to cause a woman that's going to cause herself a Petza by leaving in a Bedika for so long, then if she finds Dam on it and has to go to Bodeket and be Tehillah of the Dam, or at the next Bedika is be Tehillah of the Dam, that's a big Kulam. To be Tehillah of the Dam, Betza is a Kulam. It might say she found Dam. We'd rather that she didn't cause herself a Petza than to cause herself a Petza than be Tehillah of the Dam. Memela, in a Hanami, in a chanami, it's better not to do a maich tachuk if it's a chance to cause her petza. I know Berkowitz says that for sure the first time after birth, one should not do a maich tachuk because it's a mu'ud for causing a petza, and there's no mitzvah to cause yourself a petza and then go to bedeket. Now, can you go to bedeket on a maich tachuk, or is it like a heftik tara that it doesn't help you to be teril of the dam on the heftik tara? That actually got into machlekes with Ramesha Brandsdorfer one time. Somebody came to show me Yehudika and I sent him to him because I thought maybe it was for Maich Tachuk and he wasn't going to go to a Bodeket, so I thought maybe he'd matter it was clearly a Petza. He came back and he said that you can't, it's a Petza, but you can't even go to Bodeket. Why can't you go to Bodeket? She already mastered yourself with Tara and didn't have to get Tara. So that's really a Shaila. And what, so I went back to him and I went to speak to him. So he says, the Mayor Brandsdorfer held that you can't be the same, you can't be Taylor, have to get Tara. You can't be Tehillah a Maich Tachuk. Why can't you be Tehillah Heftik Tara? Because you have to be Mastik yourself that you're not seeing. If the only way that we know that you're not seeing is because I'm Tehillah that it came from Maka, so it's not a Vaday. So what's a Maich Tachuk? A Maich Tachuk Be'etim is a glorified Heftik Tara. But Be'etim Yikra Adin, you already have Heftik Tara. You already Muftik Tara. But this is also working as Heftik Tara. So how do you done it? So he was more Machmer that we don't consider it as we have Heftik Tara yet. And you wouldn't be able to be Tehillah. And I think though most Paisim go that you would be able to be Tehillah of the Maich once you already if you already have a Heftik Tara beforehand. The Ramah says a halach over here. Yeshirim mispalu akal arvis vayriyim gadol eni yichayla livdeik lilvish levanim haslim nisvim amachros mechad akal kfar asu yisei laylam. Yeshirim the mutter afilu asu kal Shabbos. This is a Trumas Hadeshin that says that once you're ready mekabel Shabbos or you're ready daven ma'arav on a regular night, and it's already considered the next day. If you made it the next day, then it's the next day for all intents and purposes, and you can't do a Heftik Tara. If you looked in the Shumas Hadeshin, he says something fascinating. He says, sometimes we see that after you make it Maariv, it's still considered the same day, and sometimes it's not. For example, if a baby is born after Maariv, then we still Malim 8 days from then. We don't wait till the next day. However, when it gets in a Sinas Haget, if it's for a certain day, After Marv is ready to consider the next day. Also, going to get to Avilis, if the person came to me, Mavasar, Rahman al-Islam, Mavasar, after the person was ready, said the Av Marv before Shkia, then that day doesn't count as the first day, it's all part of the next day. So he says, what's the chilik? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So he says like this. He says, it's telling whether or not it happens to be Day Shamayim or not. If it happens to be Day Shamayim, like a baby is born, so then, that's not up to you, Bechal, to do it. You didn't have a choice to do it earlier or not. Memela, the baby's born on the eighth day after Rosh Bechal, after Marif. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. So Memela, it's still considered that day. However, if you have the Yecholis to do it earlier or later, and you did it only later, so then you chose to do it after it's already nightfall. You could have done it earlier. It was up to you. Then if you, it's something which is telling in you, so then we're telling in people. If it's telling in you, we're telling what the people did. If you're ready to make Kabbal Shabbos, you already made it night, so then in the Chanami, we're not gonna consider it still the same day. L'chor would come out a massive chiddush according to this, that if somebody has a cesarean section, and C-section, and usually what they do is they make an appointment beforehand. So could, they'll tell you, you want it Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday? I want it Sunday. And she decides that she's going into labor. So she already davened Maariv earlier. So she's not going to be able to daven afterwards. She's davened Maariv earlier. And comes 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she davened Maariv. Then she gives birth with a C-section at 6 o'clock. So she could have done it earlier. So now the baby in Echanami was born afterwards. So then we're not going to give the baby a birth on the 8th day. Or if a person induces with the regular thing. So you decided when the baby was born. So also we're not going to do the Zichrona. L'chur, you could say, in a chanami, be'etzem leida, something which is midirei shemayim, l'chur is what you have to say. Even though you don't have the, but that's a nekuda, something which is be'etzem midirei shemayim, be'etzem midirei adam, that's when we define. Now the Ramah says something interesting. He says, l'maisa, l'alach l'maisa, what should you do? Noyegin lechatchila lizor ubediavet in lachash. Lechatchila, you should do a bedika before you daven marif, and bediavet if you didn't in lachash. And then he adds on, umiktsas noshim noyagoyis. There's some women that are noyeg. She impaska koydem baruchu. That if she did a heftik before baruchu, before marif. V'chaz yuliras kesam oydam toich yimei sviraso. Oz mafstikin afilu lachar baruchu. Miskalkul esamach le'arev. V'choishim davar zel diavet. If in the middle of the sphere zayinikim, she saw them, even after Baruch Hu, then that's already good Yevin, and they're going to be, they'll be makel to be mafsik b'tara after Marif. Ve'ein limchais b'yadam, ki kach kiblu mi'ez ha'chocham shahir lehen v'hu minig v'sikin. Don't be meicha, that's how they're makabah. The Pashtus Mashmois l'chura, if you read the Ramah, the Pashtus Mashmois is the way that the Bach learns. The Bach says, there's three different cases. There's a case of lechatchila, b'diyeved, and a really b'diyeved. Lechatchila means you should be baidik before you daven marv. Bidiyeved, that you weren't baidik before you daven marv, then you should be baidik afterwards. But that's all if she didn't see dam up until past baruch. But let's say she saw dam after baruch. So she mamish, she went into, she went after baruch, she was still seeing dam. Then you shouldn't be mafsik b'tara on that day b'chlal. However, there are certain women that if it happens in the middle of Zayin Akim that happens, so then that's already, she's going to lose 3 days in Zayin Akim. You want her to lose another day also? Count it. She's seeing Dam up until, she Dam Marv at 5 o'clock. 5:30, she sees Dam. She keeps at 6:30. She does have Siktaro at 6:15. So even though she was seeing Dam after Marv, since she's in the middle of Zayin Akim, she says it's a Shasat Chak. And therefore, don't be moiches as the Ramah, because kach kibum is a chacham. That means, lechatchila, if you weren't seeing dam before Marv, do the bedika before Marv. If you didn't do it till after Marv, you can do it after Marv. But if you were seeing dam after Marv, that the Ramah wasn't talking about. That you shouldn't do bechlal that day. However, if it's in the middle of Zayin Akim, and she starts being thirsty, she starts seeing dam after Marv, then she's able to be mekel and do bedika then. That's how the Bach learns. The Shach says no. The Shach says, no, that's not pshat. He says, what do you mean, fakir? A woman that sees dam after Zayin, after Marav, ain't lecho shasat chag gedele mizu, b'diyeved gedele mizu. A woman, you're telling me that a woman that could have done a bedika before Zayin Akim, before Marav, and she didn't, she's allowed to be makel to do it afterwards. Because that's a b'diyeved. She could have done it, and she was punished for shah or shachach or whatever happened, but she didn't do it beforehand. And even so, b'diyeved, she's allowed to do it. So certainly, if she couldn't do it beforehand, and she sees dam afterwards, for sure she could do it. It says that's pshat in the Ramah. Even the Ramah is masking to that. That's what it means. B'diavad ain lachush means that even if she saw dam afterwards, b'diavad ain lachush. It's not very easy to read the rest of the Ramah to see this. What does it mean? Umiktas nashim noyegris. It's a little bit too nitty gritty, and I think that some of the ilm didn't see it, so I'm not going to get into exactly where it was. How to read it? It's kedai to see the machzor shekel. The Torah Shlomim is bothered by the fact that it really does not read very well into the Ramah at all. And he says, even though divrei hashach dechukim bazeh mikol mokim roi lismei chalzeh befrat ledidan, he says lahalacha we can be semichon in nesam alachas shekel quotes him also, and that's how we pass in alacha lamaita. That means that lechatchila, before a woman davens marar, before she's madlik neris on erev Shabbos, she should do her efsek tara, and the same applies for bedika within the Zayin Akim. She should do it before she's madlik neris. But the eved, if she didn't, she should do it afterwards up until shkia. The moich dochuk she would do only shkia time. But the Hefzik Tara should be done before Hadlakas Neris. Now, there's an interesting Shach here, and this we will end. The Shach says over here, a massive Chiddush, we saw such a Vart, he tells to himself, in Kuf Pei Dalet, that is, that he says that a day always is 12 hours. 6 hours before Chatzayis and 6 hours after Chatzayis. Memele, if Shkia, like in the summer, is 7:53, doesn't make a difference. If Chatzayis was 12:30, then you have up until 6:30 to do your Hefzik Tara. After 6:30 till 7:53, that's already the night time. You cannot do a Hefzik Tara then, that's the night. The whole Nidurin in the Gemara is, in the Poi scheme is, if she daven Marav at 5:30, and she still has another hour till 6:30, can she do it in that hour? But after 6:30, that according to no one you could do. That's already considered the night. And all the Akrenim Shrei Chai V'Kayim, the one involved in the Master Shekel, and all the Pekesi Plesi, the Jutairo, everybody, Matmiya, what are you talking about? Is there any tzad in the belt you could eat matzah? You could count Sfiras HaOmer at that time, because it's 6 hours after, it's in the middle of the day. There's no tzad in the belt. for sure not. That's not what it means. When it says that the day, every day is 24 hours, it doesn't mean that we split up the night to 12 hours and the day to 12 hours. It means that every day from Shkia to Shkia is 24 hours. And you need, and you have up until Shkia, from 24 hours from last Shkia till this Shkia, that's the day, and you're allowed to be Baidik up until Shkia. However, 24 hours is Lav Dafka, say the Paiskim. Let's say a woman flies from America to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of Zainakim. So she does not have a full 24 times 7. Nevertheless, it's day and night to the Shiva Levi. As long as she has nights and 7 days and 7 nights, that's fine. If she goes over the international day line and she leaves the entire day, she will have to make up a day. However, it doesn't have to be, we don't count hours. Chov Dalet Shoyes that's brought down the Ogre is Lav Dafka, it means night and day. And in a Khanami, even though she lost the 7 hours, she could go to the mikvah as soon as she lands.